It has been described as nothing short of a catastrophe, an unfolding crisis spurred on by drought and civil unrest, with more than 20 million people on the brink of starvation. The United Nations says the famine in East Africa is the largest humanitarian crisis since World War II. The CEO of Caritas Australia, Paul O'Callaghan, says the scale of the crisis cannot be ignored.
The scale, 20 million people, are actually on the brink of starvation in these countries in East Africa. That's big. That's a very big thing. We haven't seen anything like this kind of crisis for about 70 years.
But many Australians know nothing about the famine. An Essential Media poll found a third of respondents knew little about the current famine in East Africa and Yemen. 29% knew only a little about it, and 32% had heard about it. But some 6% even said, as far as they were aware, there is no crisis in Africa. When people were told about the millions of people at risk, less than a quarter said they'd be willing to donate. Many cited a lack of spare money and a preference for supporting causes closer to home. Caritas CEO Paul O'Callaghan says the crisis can't be ignored.
I understand people, we all tend to relate to things that are much closer to us. The only difference in this case is that we are talking about nearly 20 million people who are facing starvation just on the other side of the Indian Ocean. It's actually not all that far away from Australia.
Caritas says the media focus on other issues, including North Korea, terrorism and elections around the world, could be contributing to a lack of awareness. Other aid agencies agree the crisis is reaching a critical phase. The CEO of Oxfam Australia, Helen Zoki, has recently returned from a trip to South Sudan. She says the international community can't turn its back.
Then we have the compounding effects of famine. We go into the wet season. We'll see incidents of cholera, we'll start to see deaths, we'll see massively malnourished children, which takes a long time to get children back from that situation.
In countries including Ethiopia, the UN says only half of the money pledged by the international community has been donated this year. The Australian government has pledged $68 million to the cause.